From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. After an appeal to do so, the UN's Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said a team of chemical weapons experts are heading to Douma to investigate accusations that a poison gas killed dozens of people. The organization said it received a request from the Syrian and Russian governments to investigate the allegations of chemical weapons use there, and they're preparing to deploy to Syria shortly. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley asked the U.N. Security Council for a draft resolution setting up an inquiry into the purported attack.
The record will not be kind to one permanent member of this council. Unfortunately, Russia has chosen the Assad regime again over the unity of this council. We have said it before that Russia will stop at nothing to shield the Assad regime.
Syria's foreign ministry said the government would help the UN investigate claims linked to the alleged use of chemical weapons in Douma. China's President Xi Jinping did not mention U.S. President Donald Trump by name or speak directly about rising trade frictions with Washington during a closely watched speech at a forum, which is China's version of the Davos for Asia. But pledges she made to press forward with economic reforms had everything to do with the trade dispute and President Trump's threats to levy heavy tariffs on Chinese goods. The White House says that President Trump will not and no longer be traveling to Latin America later this week because he wants to oversee the U.S. response to what's happening in Syria. He will not attend the 8th Summit of the Americas in Lima, Peru. Instead, the Vice President, Mike Pence, will be headed to that event. The two-day summit in Peru begins on April 13th. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump once again said that raids on his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen's New York office, and other records possibly related to the Trump's contacts with Cohen, who paid $130,000 to adult film actress Stormy Daniels shortly before Mr. Trump's 2016 election to keep her quiet about the 2006 one-night affair she claims to have had with Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump has said he has no knowledge of that payment, but White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked about the raid.
I think that the president has been clear that he thinks that this has gone too far. And beyond that, I don't have anything to add, but I'd refer you back to the president's comments.
This investigation is part of the probe into Russian meddling of the 2016 presidential election, which is being headed by special counsel Robert Mueller. The president has repeatedly questioned Mueller's credibility and expressed his discontent with the number two guy at the Justice Department, Rod Rosenstein. U.S. Senator Robert Kennedy was asked if the president should fire either one of them.
Well, look, I mean, I think the president had a very normal human reaction. They raided his lawyer's office. I'm not saying that they should or shouldn't have, but I'd be upset, too. Having said that, the president sort of likes to manage out loud. Wouldn't be my preferred style, but he's the president, and that's the way he likes to do it. He's entitled to his opinion. I think we have to let the process.
And during another probe in Washington, it was the questioning of Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg about how his company handled data from millions of users. He apologized, but was also scolded by U.S. senators, including U.S. Senator Bill Nelson.
If you and other social media companies do not get your act in order, none of us are going to have any privacy anymore. That's what we're facing. We're talking about personally identifiable information that, if not kept by the social media companies from theft, a value that we have in America being our personal privacy, we won't have it anymore.
And Zuckerberg said the company is taking several corrective measures.
Make sure no other app developers out there are misusing data. We're now investigating every single app that had access to a large amount of information in the past. And if we find that someone improperly used data, we're going to ban them from Facebook and tell everyone affected.
Facebook announced it is starting to notify tens of millions of users, most of them in the United States, whose personal data may have been harvested by the Cambridge Analytica. Again, find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.